Hi, this is Rich Horwath with your shot of Strategy Espresso. In research for my recent book, Elevate, The Three Disciplines of Advanced Strategic Thinking, I spoke with over 500 managers at 20 different companies around the world. And we came up with really 10 challenges that most managers are facing day in and day out. And today I wanted to share with you three of the top challenges that you and your team are probably facing as well. The first, at 96%, was time. Consider your organization for a minute. Everybody's running around, reacting to phone calls, emails, meetings, and people feel that they don't have time just to stop and think about the business, to get together, to talk about the key business issues. We're so reactive, trying to put out fires day in and day out, that we're not conscious of actually taking time to step back and ask ourselves, are we working on the things that are most important to achieving the goals that we set at the beginning of the year? One of the tips that I share with my clients around time is you have to block it off on your calendar, really with the importance of a client meeting, because in reality, the value that you provide to clients is only going to come from the thinking that you and your team are able to generate. So first tip is to block off time on your calendar weekly, monthly, individually, as well as collectively with your team to think about strategy, to think about your key business issues. The second main challenge that I see and I've heard from my clients is the ability to commit to a strategy. Many organizations, and probably yours as well, operate in a matrix scenario where you're working with different groups at different levels across the organization. And you have your priorities, they have their priorities, and at the end of the day, the most successful companies are the ones that are able to align those priorities so that everybody's working together in unison. One of the challenges I heard just last week at a strategic thinking workshop was we have great strategies, but we simply don't know what our other team's strategies are. And that's a shame because people in the same company should be aligned on their strategy. The second challenge around commitment and alignment really can be solved, and this is tip number two, by sitting down with your counterparts in other parts of the organization and asking them, what are the goals and priorities that you have in your group? And then once you understand that, share with them, what are the priorities and goals that you have in your group? And the key to that alignment and commitment is we've got to find common ground in the goals that we all have. If there's common ground in the goals, then we can align our strategies. And the third challenge that most organizations face is the ability to prioritize. I met with the CEO just last week in my first executive coaching session with him, and I said, what are you really working on these days? And he said, well, Rich, our team has 17 priorities that we're focused on. And I replied, well, if you have 17, you really don't have any. The reality is most organizations are operating with too many projects, too many initiatives going on. Most people have a plate that's way too full. And one of the biggest causes of frustration is people feeling spread too thin. They're trying to do too many things at once, and they can't really add as much value as they would like. So tip number three is you need to sit down with your team, look at all of the projects and initiatives that you're working on, and then ask yourself, which of these is going to have the most impact to our business? And once you decide that, pick out those top three, four, or five, and ensure that you have the resources, the time, the people, and the budget to accomplish those, and then don't let anything else affect your work and your team's focus on those three. The reality is those top three challenges, time, commitment, and priorities, are affecting everyone. And so I would challenge all of you with this question. Are you committing time to devote to strategy and the key business issues? Secondly, do you and your team have alignment with the other groups in your organization on your strategies? And third, do you and your team have a clear list of 3 to 5 priorities? If you can answer yes to those questions, you're being very strategic. Thanks for sharing a shot of Strategy Espresso with me, Rich Horwath. For more information, visit strategyskills.com. And remember, new growth comes from new thinking.